That was a man's practice.
You know, we added a couple team periods, putting the pads on, and you know, you talk about conditioning, but that really starts when the pads come on. You know, you play football in pads, and those pads make a difference. Even those pants they wear, it makes a difference. So, adding some team periods, you know, adding some more move the ball periods, it's going to allow us to get in football shape.
How do you think Menelik Watson did today?
Menelik has done well. You know, I can't say today, but just in the last 4 days of camp, he's blocked this guy. I mean, he's such a big man. He can cover up a guy. He came back at 3:30, which is light for him. So you know, our focus for him was to be in great shape. And if he's in great shape, he can block his guy. And that's where he is right now.
How's Ron Leary?
Ron Leary is okay. He had a little groin thing yesterday, so we pulled him out just to be smart. Okay, we didn't want it to get worse, but he's fine. You know, we'll see if he goes tomorrow, but it's not serious. But we're just trying to stay ahead of the curve there.
Billy Turner came in. You guys had Billy in Miami
as
well.
Yeah.
What kind of improvement have you seen out here compared to where he was?
Well, you know, I didn't watch Billy a lot in Miami, but here, I mean, he is a tough, smart guy. He's a good athlete. You know, Billy's got to stay healthy and stay on the field. If he does, he will compete for playing time.
Fans, when you put on the pads, you see the learning curve jump up to give it for the rookies.
Yeah, absolutely. Putting the pads on, it creates a different mindset. You know, so the thinking goes up a little bit. The anxiety goes up with rookies. And, you know, Mike put a bunch of check with me calls today in for the offense. So you can see in that high red zone, we kind of struggle because there's a lot of volume, and that's part of it. You know, so for rookies, they got to catch up and learn.
Looks like the defense dominated. Is that what you expected, perhaps, given the guys are trying to learn scheme? Or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good defense, and the days go back and forth. Yesterday, offense did pretty good. And when you're in a red zone, guys, and you're not really going live, those runs, you know, it's probably 3 or 4 yard runs, but you can't tell because no one's being tackled. It's hard to throw the ball in the red zone because DBs understand it's only two routes, inside and outside. It's no deep balls. So to throw against Talib and Chris Harris in the red zone, it's tough. And Roby, I mean, he sits on routes. You know, you got 4 yards to the ball. He ain't going anywhere. So you saw when he picked it, it's going to be a touchdown. So it's tough to throw the ball in the low red zone. So running the ball is a must for us.
So what you have saw from your quarterbacks today, especially throwing the football?
Yeah, I like what I saw. Not really. Not really. You know, both guys had issues today. You know, I didn't like what I saw today. Honest. You know? Both struggled today. I didn't like it.
Is it a little bit of a two-edged sword going up against such a good secondary for those quarterbacks?
No, it's NFL football. Make your reads. We have good receivers. They win against anybody. So when you say that, it's not about the overall secondary. It's about the matchup. Okay? 88 and 10 can win. Okay, so find them and throw the ball to them.
DeMarcus Walker's a natural pass rusher.
Yes.
Does it matter where he lines up in terms of guarding him to contribute?
Right. When we drafted DeMarcus, okay, our vision for DeMarcus was to be a sub rusher, okay, on third downs and be an inside rusher, and on first, second downs to have the ability to play inside and outside. So obviously, with our outside linebacker numbers down, he's working outside with Coach Pug, you know, for the next couple of weeks, you know, so we can have some depth there. But on third downs, he can still go inside and do his job that we drafted him for.
Is how big a challenge is that to learn assignment football or play football? Is it not a big challenge?
It's not. It's really for him. It's defensive end. It's what he played in college. So we can, as coaches, we can scheme it where he's an end in his mind, and the offense sees him as an outside linebacker. So that's our job.
I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but at the end when we were kind of laughing about the quarterback situation,
mm-hmm.
I think the last little thing you said is, I didn't like it. You're a little annoyed with your quarterback?
No, I'm not annoyed. No. And again, guys, it's not going to be based on a one-day evaluation. So, you know, it's been pretty good. It wasn't very good today, and it was both guys. So, I'm okay.
You said it was a man's practice.
Yes.
Who stood out to you then?
Who stood out to me? I would say Sanders. Cause, I mean, he went all day at full speed. The inside linebackers were excellent today. Those two guys both have been very consistent from the spring until now. I'm looking for big years from those guys. Pecco and Wolf inside, they were really stout. McGovern's played well. He's played really well at the center position. So, you know, a bunch of guys, but those guys hit my mind.
Sanders took
right away.
A hard shot from TJ. Right?
Yeah. It was kind of a push. It wasn't really a hard shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's early, but have Pecco and Wolf done what you hope they do to make things easier and clear those lanes?
Absolutely. You know, we knew what Wolfie can do. I mean, he's a stout guy, but Pecco has been in a 4-3 system his entire career. So I knew bringing him here, being a 34 nose, it was less penetration, but more being stout on blocks. And he's a big man. He can do it. He's very, very, very intelligent when it comes to formations and backfield sets and run game stuff. So he's going to help us big time.
Coach, do we have an update on D'Angelo Henderson?
D'Angelo, it's a small sprain, a low sprain. He'll be back tomorrow. He could have gone today, but again, guys, just being smart with these guys early on, he could have gone, but we're being smart.
You mentioned the inside linebackers. What really stands out to you about them? Is that they look really strong this year? Is there something different about them?
No, Marshall and Davis. You know, I wasn't here last year, so I can't tell you what they were, but Davis is really, really consistent. I mean, I've been around a lot of good inside linebackers, but as far as leadership, command in the huddle, toughness, and coverage, I mean, he is a really, really good player. And I think Marshall's back to being himself. And again, I wasn't here last year. What I've seen from the spring to now, he's had a great spring and having a great camp.
Coach, we didn't see Jamal out here, and, mm-hmm. and Donald Stevenson wasn't dressed.
Right.
What's going on with
that? Stevenson's in the same boat as D'Angelo. Out one day, back tomorrow. Could have gone, but just being smart. Jamal, rest day.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.